Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the sixth meeting, and it may well be the last one, of Gorosh and Gorosh talking about how to do a final thesis and how to get actually going and how to keep oneself going.
Oh yes, this is really where I am right now. And I started reading a lot of secondary texts. But I asked myself, how often do I have to contact my professor? So to tell him where I at right now.
Mm-hmm. This is a good question. The point is, contact the professor as often as you think it will help you.
Okay.
You will, when you read, you will write down questions you have concerning the actual historical periods. In my case, students reading novels, reading secondary material, questions about, not perhaps the novel as the novel, but about how critics have talked about it, how they have come across mm-hmm. Certain, how they have developed their positions. So you will keep reading and taking notes, and perhaps we mm-hmm. may say a few words on note-taking and managing the lot of material, the knowledge, how to gather the knowledge, and how to recall the knowledge and not forget while reading and while do other things. So this is an issue, and you will write down questions and feel free to contact him as mm-hmm. often as you think. And there is no rule like once a month or something. And what I think is you will contact him more often in the early stages of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have written the exposé, which is the next thing, for the exposé, for the project outline, you need a thesis statement. You need your bold mm-hmm. claim.
Mm-hmm.
And this bold claim, you need to negotiate with your professor.
Yeah.
Because he has to make sure that he takes responsibility along with you for the thesis, that it works out, that you mm-hmm. can develop an argument based on the thesis. So negotiating the thesis will take like... My students write to me like 3 times, 4 times, and I mm-hmm. commend, I criticize. And because you asked early on about criticism,
mm-hmm.
it is not something personal, but criticism means we suggest things to bring you on, to help you locate your potential, or to actually mm-hmm. use your potential and develop while you work as an academician. And research means there's no, it's not good or bad, it's not right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that is developing.
Yeah.
And so don't take criticism as something personal or something destructive. On the contrary.
Something that helps me.
And you may then say, we may receive something that you think is a criticism and you think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to the professor next time and say, I've thought about what you said.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion is this essay, this part is, I take this on. The other doesn't work. And then you will have a kind of dialogue, mm-hmm. a scholarly dialogue between you and your supervisor. And this is what the supervisor mm-hmm. appreciates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So the dialogue is key.
The dialogue is okay. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the dialogue thing, that's really, I see, okay.
Mm-hmm. So contact and ask him as often as you can.
This is really something new with the dialogue
mm-hmm.
with the professor.
Mm-hmm. But it only works uh-huh. when you read.
Yeah.
And when you take notes.
Yeah.
How do you take notes, by the way? How does that work?
I have like a book where I write down interesting facts from the secondary material, but I started, maybe it's an old method, but I used Karteikarten,
mm-hmm.
where I have my concepts, you mm-hmm. know, like communication, organization, and the reception of the protests. But I also started with other categories and concepts, like class, because I've already read 4 texts, 2 books and 2 articles in a journal, but I'm going to lose myself on all the notes that I did. So with the Karteikarten, I try to bring order to it.
Mm-hmm.
I have an alphabet, so mm-hmm. alphabetical order. I have class. I have industrialization in Germany, so separate mm-hmm. class. Mm-hmm. Germany, mm-hmm. France, Britain, class, Klassenbewusstsein, so class consciousness, class movement. So the concept, because those are words, concepts, terms that I come across over and over again, so they must be important. So I gather on those cards from the different texts I've got. The most important facts.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So this is actually something you will be working on this topic for 6 months. So you have to make sure that you recall
where I found it, where I read it.
Exactly. Yes. So bibliographical references are key. Be precise, as you always were in your term papers. So this needs to continue. And the registers using note cards, writing down findings in your secondary material concerning certain issues is central. For students doing literature, of course, literary texts, we talked earlier on about working titles concerning a literary studies term paper or final paper using a theoretical approach like post-colonial reading of and then name the text. In addition to that, of course, we have to pay attention to form, to aesthetics, to the aesthetic shape of a literary text. Mm-hmm. So we have to not only read up on historical movements, historical backgrounds, historical development of literary history, in literary history, mm-hmm. but Oscar Wilde, comedy. One element in the working title in a literary studies final thesis is like could be not only a Marxist reading or whatever, or irony in the mm-hmm. importance of being earnest, but the challenging the well-made play or Oscar Wilde's comedies exemplified using so we need to work about work on aesthetics, on aesthetic shape, and be well prepared to read up on codes and conventions of writing literary texts. For the 19th century, the example, all of the examples I used were realist novels. So we need, as scholars, to be aware of the fact, how does a realist novel work? Yeah. What does Dickens, what does Eliot, what does Bronte, the Bronte sisters, what do they bring to the realist novel? How do they work with the conventions that have been, that they found when they set out writing? What do they bring to them? How do they change them? And what does the form, the aesthetic shape of the particular novel say about the chosen topic, like class struggle in Gaskell's novels North and South? And thesis statements in our for us could be, for example, something like the Romans plot in Elizabeth Gaskell's North and South, or industrial novel North and South, is an aesthetic device to suggest solutions to the class conflict. It's a thesis statement using Marxist terminology, using a convention term, which is industrial novel, and another term from aesthetics, which is Romans plot. It's a love story between the main characters. Yeah. It's not just there because everybody likes a love story, but it has a function for the representation of industrial conflict. Okay. So in addition to historiography, you do the sources thing and the secondary material. Yeah. And we have a third area of expertise to develop, which is aesthetics, which is form. A literary text is defined by its ambiguity, by its very by the mode it is composed, and our task as a literary critic is actually to take this apart and appreciate, of course, how it is constructed. You know this from your term papers in French.
In French, yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
And this, the last one you did was on the on African film and the representation of Africa
in West African film.
Exactly. So this is a similar issue where you had to talk about cinematographic means and things. Now, I think we have come full circle.
Yes.
And covered the main issues.
You answered all my questions very well. Gave me so much tips and hints, and that really helped me preparing to meet up with my professor and finding my title and everything.
Good. And thank you continue working. And if need be, contact me again.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.